BBC Television presents Tony Hancock in...
Hancock's Half Hour.
The events leading up to the apprehension of the prisoner John Harrison Peabody?
Certainly. I was on full card duty on the night of the 27th when we received a radio message that the offices of the Hathaway Jewelry Company had been burgled. We proceeded at once to their premises in Brook Street. As we pulled up outside the store, the criminal leapt from the door carrying numerous articles of jewelry. Items 1 to 37, my lad. We immediately gave chase. Now, after a brief struggle, he was taken in custody and charged with a felony.
Thank you very much. No further questions. You're with us.
Very well done, isn't it?
Just like the verdict is yours.
Inspector Jones, the prisoner made a statement when he arrived at the police station, did he not?
He did, sir.
Now, what did he say in that statement?
He said, you've got the wrong bloke, Gov. I was passing the shop when the burglar alarm went and this geezer rushed out and dropped the stuff. I was just about to go round to the police station with it when your lot arrived.
You were wearing plain clothes at the time, were you not?
That's quite right, sir.
Now, Inspector Jones, what reason did the prisoner give for running away when you arrived?
He said he thought we were teddy boys.
Did you hear that? He said he thought they were teddy boys. Let's respect the argument. Oh,
goodness
gracious.
I have nothing but...
I'm surprised the foreman of the jury is setting such a bad example. I thought at least he would show a little decorum.
Beg your pardon, Your Honor, just I thought it was rather amusing, I thought. Just slipped out, I couldn't help it. I mean, you had a little giggle yourself.
I did not have a little giggle.
Yes, you did, I saw you. The end of your wig round to cover your mouth up.
Here's me, Clark. This is a business case. It will shortly be your duty to judge this man. Please show the necessary intelligence and restraint required by the responsibility bestowed upon you.
You're not putting up with that. You're the foreman of the jury. He shouldn't make a look at Charlie in front of everybody. Go on, tell him.
I bet you remind him, Dad. But I am the foreman of the jury, and as such, you shouldn't make me look at Charlie in front of everybody.
Mr. Foreman, I would remind you that I'm the judge in the courtroom, and as such, I can replace you with somebody I regard as more competent.
Tell him he can't talk to you like that.
My friend says you can't talk to me like that.
I'm rather sizably interested in what your friend says. I'm fully aware of my powers in this court. I know exactly what I can and what I can't do. I've been a judge now for over 20 years. And furthermore, if you and your friend do not behave yourselves in manner befitting members of the jury, I will have you both turn out of this courtroom and charged with contempt.
Tell him you'd like to see him try.
I'd like to see you,
sir. You were going to say something?
No, nothing at all. No.
May we continue?
Yes, by all means. You carry on, Mush.
Thank you. Please continue.
Thank you, my lord. Exhibit number one, please. Now, those were the items of jewelry found on the prisoner's person.
Those are the same ones, sir.
Thank you, Inspector Jones. Perhaps the jury would like to see them.
The jury had already seen them once, and as we're pressed for time, I don't think we need to see them again.
How do we know it's the ones we saw before? Tell them we want to see them again.
How do we know the ones we saw before? We want to see them again.
I assure you that they're the same ones as you saw earlier.
Excuse me, they're the same ones we saw earlier.
That's up to us. We're the jury.
That's up to us. We're the jury.
Ask him if he wants a fair trial or not.
Do you want a fair trial or not?
This is a fair trial. The prisoner has not complained.
With all due respect, me lad, nobody's asked the poor blighter.
Don't you worry, mate. I'll see you get a fair trial.
No withholding of evidence while I'm the foreman.
We are not withholding evidence.
No? Well, what about another look at the exhibits, then? Hands up anybody else who wants to butcher the evidence. There you are. You're out first. And next year, you've lost your deposit, eh?
Oh, very well. I'll show the exhibits to the jury. I'll tell my wife I'll be late tonight. Have you finished? Time is pressing and the rest of the jury want to examine it. Please put it back on the tray.
No, what's wrong?
It's stuck, Your Honor. I can't get it off.
Oh, no. Why can't I have ordinary jurors to do it like other judges? Why does it always have to be me? Pull it, Matt.
Well, I am pulling it, but he won't budge.
You have a bar of soap up there?
No, I haven't.
Oh, what a farce. Very well, show it to the rest of the jury, and then try to get it off your finger. Continue, Mr. Pritchard.
Thank you, my lord. I shall proceed with my final address to the jury.
Very well.
My lord, members of the jury, it is the law of this land that in order to secure a conviction, the prosecution must prove beyond any shadow of doubt that the prisoner is guilty as charged. Now, this, I respectfully beg to submit, the prosecution has failed to do. You must not...
Have you finished?
I'm trying to get the ring off.
The defending counsel is talking to you. You must listen to the counsel. Get the ring off afterwards.
Oh, very well, as long as I know where I stand. Do you mind starting again, please?
Oh, really, do I have to?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Well, I was saying that the prosecution has failed to prove its conviction and that if you are in any doubt whatsoever, you are bound by law to find my client not guilty.
Oh, gosh, that's fair enough. I don't mind going along with that.
May I ask a question, my lad?
Yes, what is it?
You got a bit of butter? I can have this on.
Keep quiet and sit still. You're making a mockery of this courtroom. How you were ever elected foreman, I shall never know.
That's not very nice, is it? Ask him how he got to be made a judge.
How did you get to be made a judge?
That's true.
Carry on, Mr. Pritchard. And no more interruptions, please.
Thank you, my lord. And so, members of the jury, I submit that the evidence put forward by the prosecution is not conclusive of guilt. And I further submit that no jury could be asked to convict on such flimsy grounds. And with that fact established, I suggest that you have no alternative but to find my client not guilty, that he be discharged from this court a free man without a stain on his character.
Excellent speech, my good man. You'll go far. Got a very engaging personality.
Oh, thank you very much.
Right, next. May I be permitted to decide on the procedure in this court? Or perhaps you'd like to borrow my wig and take over?
If you've had enough, I don't mind.
Sit down. Mr. Spooner, would you care to sum up for the prosecution?
Certainly, my lad. Oh, I don't like him. Dead smarmy, certainly, my lad. Oh, swipe me, here's a crawler for you.
I was very much impressed with my learned friend's appeal for this man's innocence.
Very much impressed with my appeal.
I'll give him a kick up the wig.
Very moving, eloquent, a sentimental maudlin rubbish.
I object! It's not up to you to object or not to object. Mind your own business. Continue, Mr. Spooner.
Thank you, my lord. The facts are quite plain. This man was caught red-handed outside the shop with the proceeds on him. He was also identified with a night watchman. It's an open and shut case. I therefore submit that you have no alternative but to find him guilty as charged and to put this vicious criminal beyond the reach of decent society.
Members of the jury, you have heard the evidence in this case. I will remind you that you are the sole judges of the fact. I will now ask you to retire and consider your verdict.
May I ask a question, my lad?
What is it?
How long have we got?
I don't understand you.
Well, I've seen this on television, you know. I mean, we go out and then the bloke with the earphones comes on and then we come in and tell you our verdict. So, actually, how long have we got?
As long as you want.
That can't be right. They only get 2 minutes on television.
I don't care how long they get on television. This is not the same thing.
And they said their program was authentic. You don't know where you are.
Will you please go and consider your verdict? I shall please.
I will take this jury to some private and convenient place and shall not suffer anyone to speak to them, neither shall I speak to them myself, unless it be to ask them if they be agreed on their verdict.
Have a bar of soap sent in, will you? Put a hair cream or something. Gentlemen, you heard the judge said. There's no hurry. We can take as long as we like. We shan't be disturbed. Our time is up.
Oh, good. Let's have a game of cards.
put those things away. We're here to decide whether that poor wretch out there is innocent or guilty.
Now, let's cut for it and get off out. Anything under a 7 is guilty.
What do you mean anything under a 7 is guilty? What sort of justice is that? What's the point of all that going out there with lawyers and wigs and things? If all you've got to do is cut for a 7 or under. She's the Old Bailey, mate, not Dodge House.
Well, come on, hurry up. We don't want to be here all day.
Now, wait a minute. We mustn't be hasty. It's essential for the course of justice that we deliberate this slowly and carefully before reaching a decision. Agreed?
Agreed.
Right.
Guilty.
Oh. Well, you didn't wait long about that, did you?
In my opinion, it's just an open and shut case. The man's obviously guilty.
Well, I think he's innocent. What do the rest of you think?
Guilty.
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 Et tu, Brute?
Well, blimey, let's face it, they all say guilty. We'll be here for weeks if we disagree.
Guilty.
Come on, let's not get off quick. Get down to the pub, have a couple of pints at the Wig and Gavel.
That is not the attitude. We're here to ensure that justice is done. That's what we're being paid for.
We're getting paid?
Well, of course we're getting paid 30 shillings a day.
30 bob a day? Well, that's 7.5 quid. That's more than I get outside. But in that case, not guilty. Let's keep it going as long as we can.
Well, I can't say I agree with your motives, but I agree with your decision. Right. Two not guilty. Any advance on two not guilty? Do I agree?
This is ridiculous. 30 shillings a day, it may be more than you earn, sir. But I am a company director, and I am losing a fortune while this thing goes on.
How dare you put your personal gain before your duty as a citizen? You unfeeling swine. Haven't you got any sense of duty?
Justice. Of course I've got a sense of justice, but this is a watertight case. I can't see that there's anything to discuss.
But there's loads to discuss. I reckon we've got a good 6 or 7 days of non-stop chat in front of us.
Really, this is too much. He must be guilty.
He is not guilty.
Of course he is.
He is. He is.
Are you looking for a punch up the break?
Oh, please, 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 please.
Sydney, please. You'll have the wallop in here in a minute. Punch up at the Old Bailey. Whatever next? Ladies and gentlemen, control yourselves and realize that I am the foreman.
Yeah, but he's talking a lot of nonsense. He wants to keep us here all week. The man is obviously guilty, and I demand.
Who's the foreman?
You are.
There we are, then.
Yes, but I can't see that. Yes, but I can't. But I can't.
We're not leaving this jury room until we've reached a unanimous decision. From all of us. Now then. Have a look at the score. 2 not guilties and 10 say guilty. I think a discussion is called for to elaborate our points of view.
Yeah. Guilty.
I'll slosh you. I am the foreman. I shall speak. Ladies and gentlemen, we're gathered here today to witness the joining together. Ladies and gentlemen, we're gathered here today to sit in judgment of a fellow human being. But before, we have the temerity. Nay. Audacity. To take it upon ourselves to judge another. Surely we must first judge ourselves. Are there any of us so pure, so free from sin in our own personal wives, lives? We can dispassionately, nay, objectively, nay. Dispassionately judge another, and therefore I submit.
Oh, get on with it.
Oh, don't do that, please. We're just working up to a crescendo then. Never interrupt anybody when they get into a crescendo. It can be very nasty. Please don't do that again. Where was I?
You were submitting.
Yes, therefore I submit. What was I submitting?
I don't know.
Well, there it is. It's gone now. I forgot what I was submitting.
Ah, well, good. Now perhaps you'll be quiet and let somebody else have a go.
All right then. I should extend to him
the courtesy that he didn't extend to me. That will show you how much better brought up I am than he was. Out of the two of us in comparison with each other. Carry on.
Ladies and gentlemen, all I have to say is that the evidence points unequivocally.
You mind that plate, is it?
Unequivocably.
Oh, yes, all right. Just watch it. Go on, carry on.
Unequivocably to this man's guilt. Now, 10 of us believe him to be guilty. The will of the majority should prevail, and as in any democracy, and therefore, sir, you should reverse your verdict to one of guilty.
Yeah.
I see. That's no way the wind burns, is it? Well, we'll have a go around the table. What about you, madam? You with the hat on.
Yes.
What do you think?
Guilty. Guilty. Guilty.
Put him away. He's a menace. Send him away for as long as the law allows. Make an example of him. There's too much namby-pamby treatment of these thugs. Bring back the cat. Let it show them. I'd do it myself if you men haven't got the courage. Put him away. Guilty. Guilty.
So much for the gentler sex, right?
Well, really, I don't know. No, I'm not sure. But I always felt that he was guilty.
But that is not good enough. You must be sure. This could have been your own boy. Your own flesh and blood. The little boy you bounced upon your knee. It could be him that's sent away for 15 years to a darkened cell. No sun to light his morning. Out on the moors with the mist swirling around his ball and chain. Breaking up huge boulders into little pieces. And then cementing little pieces back into big boulders so that he can back it. And what of his child at home? What of his mother putting him to bed? Where's Daddy, Mummy? Is he coming home tonight? Hush, child, eat your crust of dry bread. And don't drop the crumbs on the sacking that forms your bedclothes. Mummy, is that a tear I see trickling down your thin, pale throat? There's nothing, child. Drink up your spoonful of milk. Go to sleep. But where's my daddy? Where have they put my daddy?
Look, you shut up! And don't kill me!
I've already got you. I'm after him. Where is my daddy? Where is my daddy? When are they going to bring my daddy back to me?
Not guilty.
Got him! Oh, right.
9-3. Right. Anybody else coming over to ask?
You won't get me guilty.
Yeah, guilty.
You won't get me with your cheap trick.
Sure, I'm guilty.
Obviously.
I see. That's the way things are shaping, is it?
Well, stalemate.
Oh, good. And let's have a game of cards. Let's have a small party. Get some booze in. Get some more birds.
Oh, shut up, you licentious fool. Look, I suggest we go back and tell them we can't agree on a verdict.
Then what happens?
We can all go home.
Oh, no, mate, I'm not having that. Go home. 30 bob a day, is he kidding?
I can't stop here forever. I've got a farm to run. There's crops to get in.
Well, that's charming, isn't it? You're prepared to send a man to jail for 15 years so that you can get your spuds in. The equation of human kindness. 15 years and jug equals 2 ton of King Edwards.
But he's guilty. He deserves to go to prison.
Well, I think he's innocent.
Goodness, why, man? Why do you persist in saying he's innocent? In the light of all evidence against him, caught red-handed, identified. Why?
Well, he's got such a nice face.
Look, the man's impossible. We'll be here all night.
And 12 dinner. Ask they'll send a bit of lard in, will you? A bit of lard.
Good grief, man. How could it have been his twin brother?
That is the thought. It's happened before. What if the Corsica brothers? One was good, one was bad. And I say we've got the good one.
He hasn't even got a brother.
Well, that doesn't matter. We've all got doubles. There's a bookish runner down the way. He looks exactly like you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It isn't you, is it?
No, it isn't.
Where are they?
Oh, it is ridiculous. We're getting absolutely nowhere. We've been locked in this confounded room for 7 hours.
7 hours.
And what theories have you concocted? Twin brothers. Doubles. Blackouts. He was drugged by a gang of international crooks. He's the rightful heir to a European throne, and they want him out of the way so they can put on corn.
Well, it's quite possible. His father used to sell onions. We don't know anything about his family background. We don't know what his father did when he got off his bike at Boulogne. Well, he was taken to the chateau, put the crown, ran the flag up. Grand Duke of Burgundy, you never know.
What do you mean, Duke of Burgundy? They all come from Brixton.
Might have been exiled.
I give up, huh? I don't want to talk to him anymore. Keep out of my sight.
That's 3-1 retired.
There's room to get me down. I went to...
Yeah.
I'm suffocating in here.
Lovely view, isn't it, London? Midnight. As soon as he'd opened the farm. How are we going to be? So, great things are going. Could be weeks.
Weeks, but I've got to be on my farm tomorrow.
Well, there we are. It's deadlock, isn't it? 9-3.
Too late.
How much longer do you think we'll be?
Oh, 9-3 could take months. New case in Mexico took 3 years.
3 years? That's impossible.
Straight up. Went through 3 revolutions and 9 changes of government. 2 of the jury went bonkers with claustrophobia.
Three died of old age.
And four were divorced by their wives for desertion. You married?
Yes, I am.
Then I'm patient.
3 years, a long time. Who's looking after the farm while you're away then?
My wife.
Oh, a country girl.
No, she's a Londoner.
Oh, a Londoner, eh? I suppose she knows much about farms then?
No, she doesn't.
Expect to be a rights when you get back. Dead chickens all over the place. Cattle lying on backs with legs sticking up in the air.
How long have you been married then?
A week. Week, eh?
Oh, well, I don't worry about it. If she loves you, you know.
3 years ain't so long for a hot-blooded young bride at 21, surely.
Thunder, eh? But she's probably ploughed up the cornfields and put pigs out to graze. Complete chaos. Financial ruin. So I must admire you. You stick to your principles. You're a brave man. You're going to be out in 10 minutes. Everybody said not to see, but you stick to your principles. Highly mendable. Ruined. But not dishonored. Good luck to you. Poor devil.
I changed my mind.
Yes, so have I. There's not enough evidence. Not guilty.
Well done. 7-5. Anybody else wavering?
You won't get the rest of us. We're as determined as you are.
Yes, sir.
Guilty. All right, then. We shall just stay here and sit it out.
Oh, it's a long, long time from May to September. Bum, 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 la dee da da.
I can't stay any longer. This room, it's driving me mad. Let me help. Let me help. I want to go home now. Let me help. Please let me help. I go home to my mother.
6-all, I think.
I think you're beginning to crack. Have another go.
Yes, I think that's a good idea.
Ladies and gentlemen, score is now 6-all. I shall not go through the facts of this case again, save to suggest to you there is some element of doubt in this boy's guilt. As Shakespeare said in The Merchant of Vienna, when Portion accused Sherlock Holmes of pinching a pound of meat,
the quality of mercy is not strained. It droppeth as the gentle rain from heaven upon the place beneath. It is twice blessed. Twice blessed, the sign of good... It blesseth him that gives and him that takes. Take the case of Doubting Thomas, who was sent to Coventry for looking through a keyhole at Lady Godiva. Can anybody prove he was looking at her? Can anybody prove it was he who shouted out, "Get your hair cut"? Of course not. This is sheer supposition. Does Magna Carta mean nothing to you? Did she die in vain? Brave Hungarian peasant girl. He forced King John to sign the pledge at Runnymede and close the boozers at 10:30. Here's all this to be forgotten. My friends, it is not John Harrison Peabody who is on trial here today, but the fair name of British justice. And I ask you to send that poor boy back to the loving arms of his poor white-haired old mother. Hey, free man, I thank you.
All right, then. Hands up, all those who say not guilty. All right, 10-2, we're leading. Just these two to go.
Come on, who do you think you are? The man is innocent.
It's obviously.
Oh, very well, I can't stand it anymore. All right, all right. Have it your own way. Let the criminal go free. I don't care. Let him loose so that he can rob other people's shops, other people's houses, your house maybe. I don't mind.
Not guilty, then, or anything you like. That's 11-1.
Hey, Curly, what about you?
Oh, do what you like, I don't care.
There you are, then, a unanimous verdict of not guilty. We can all go home.
Oh, thank you.
What's the matter? What's the matter now?
I've just been thinking about what he said about
letting him loose to rob people's shops and other people's houses. I couldn't have that on my conscience. I'll have to change my mind. Guilty.
What I got for you? 11-1, we're off again.
No, no, let's go back to guilty. That's all right with me. I'll go along with that guilty. Now, who says guilty?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
There you are. We all agree guilty. Now it's over. We can all go.
Yeah.
Just a minute, wait a minute.
The paper is not yet. Not guilty.
But he is guilty. We all agree he's guilty. Your friend says he's guilty.
I don't care what he says. I've got another 5 days' work here. Not guilty.
Oh, no. We cannot go through this again. No.
Tell her what I'll do. If everybody chips in 30 bob to compensate me for my loss of earnings, I'll come in with you lot.
Gentlemen,
we have reached a unanimous verdict.
British justice has triumphed again.
Court will rise.
Carry on.
Who speaks as your foreman?
I am the foreman.
Have you agreed on your verdict?
We have.
How fine should the prisoner? Guilty or not guilty?
Guilty. 12-0.
And that is the verdict of you all?
It is. I will pass sentence after the recess. Court is adjourned. Just one moment. Mr. Foreman, the ring, if you please.
Oh, yes, certainly, my lad.
It's gone. But I had it on my finger. I shook hands with everybody. I had it on my finger, but it's disappeared. Where could it have gone to? It can't have flown away.
I don't think if the ring has disappeared. This is very serious affair. This ring was exceedingly valuable.
Is the inspector in court?
Court arrived.
Carry on, Mr. Fosbury.
Put up the accused. You are charged with conspiring to steal a diamond ring valued at £50,000. How do you plead?
I'm the foreman, guilty. Well, the prison sentence will be short in this jar.
I would expect my pigs.
What about my wife?
It's my fault. Who had the ring? Who's got it?